So my mom passed away. It was the Sunday before Thanksgiving she passed away. When we were there one day, she fallen, and then she passed away that next day. And so it was kind of a surprise. I mean, we knew she had cancer, and she didn't want to do chemo again. So we knew that there was a time limit, but we didn't know it was like we thought it was, there was like, you know, half a year at least.
Yeah.
And, but at that time, my stepdad had also had cancer. And he got off chemo when she decided not to do chemo. But unfortunately, he lived for almost another year. And it was hard on him. And I came to visit, and I came out to him, and he was very accepting.
Oh, good.
The person I was really afraid of was my dad in Mexico. Because Mexico's very...
Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico, and it's like, you know, Catholic. And But I told him it took a long time to explain. But he was very accepting, and he's like, I love you no matter what.
It was hilarious, though, because Tony's using Google Translate.
Yeah.
Because Marco doesn't know the words, right? Like the English words. And and so Tony's like doing Google Translate.
Yeah, I know.
So it was really funny listening to it.
So we actually went to Mexico City last summer.
Yeah.
Like around her birthday.
Okay.
And it was... Yeah, because, like, there's pride flags everywhere. And, like, they have, like, a lot of, like, trans legislation, like, that's going through that's positive.
They're more progressive than the United States.
Yeah, and then we went to a park, and there's, like, signs saying, like, respect everybody's, like, gender. And it had, like, stick figures of different, like, you know, combinations.
Families, yeah.
So, yeah, like, it was, I don't actually, like, I felt more affirmed in Mexico City than I did in San Francisco on that trip.
Oh, no, but this horrible thing happened. So we're at the Harvey Milk terminal, and Tony goes to the restroom, and some woman tells Tony to get out of the wrong restroom.